This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch, Wednesday morning edition. I am your host, retired fire rescue captain, Matt Bruce, with Tomorrow's News Tonight. And don't forget, we are broadcasting live from our Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida, flagship station to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. Now, let's not forget that a special shout-out goes out, as always, to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's out there working right now on the Third Watch, regardless of what you're doing, how you're doing it, or why you're doing it, thanks for keeping America rolling along. Now, to our over-the-road truck drivers, we certainly appreciate the great job you men and women are doing out there. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, we're on Gab, we're on Parler, and we're on Getter the same way. And you can follow us on Twitter, at Captain's America. Now, don't forget to check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Well, Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright has taken the day off because he wasn't feeling good. His wife tested positive, I think, to was having some symptoms for the COVID last week, and it sounds like as if he came down with whatever she had, and he's taken a few days off too. So we hope he feels better, and he'll be back again next week. So we're going to start with the Pledge of Allegiance, just like we always do. So here we go. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And, of course, we emphasize those two words, under God, because of the fact that our country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Now, a lot of things are going on. Dr. Fauci and company were in front of a Senate committee yesterday. They'll be back on Capitol Hill again today to conclude their testimony. Rand Paul and Fauci went at it, not to be expected. And we also had Senator Ted Cruz and company, and he went after it with one of the FBI officials. And again, it is what it is. You just can't make this stuff up. It doesn't work that way. And I'll tell you this much. We know that when it comes to discussions back and forth and issues and all that sort of stuff, that the senators and the congressmen that we elect are there to do the job of we the people. They're not there to grandstand. They're not there to stand up for this person or that person or anything like that. And I think yesterday we finally got our money's worth with Senator Ted Cruz and with Senator Rand Paul. And by that I mean exactly what I said. So They asked the questions that needed to be asked. We got the answers we needed to have. And that was the way that went. Now, we also know that Joe and Kamala went down to Atlanta. And Joe, within 10 words of taking the podium after Kamala introduced him, he called her President Harris. You heard me right. President Harris. Okay, I'm going to stop there for a second, and I'm going to go to the phone lines. Good morning, Mary. What's on your mind?
Hi. I was just kind of wondering when these guys are going to all start talking about depopulation people, because I think that's who's responsible for a whole lot of this. It's not just Joe Biden. There's other people involved, people whose names you can't even pronounce. The leaders of about 150 countries that go to this Davos thing every year. And the people that think that there's too many people on Earth, so that they concocted this plandemic thing.
Have you not seen what Project Veritas came up with yesterday, and you'll see more of today?
Well, I think half of America doesn't get it.
Well, they need to get this, and this is one of the times where you've got a reliable source with reliable information and government documents from, of all places, the Marine Corps, talking about what you're talking about, and people could learn a lot by looking at this to see how involved Fauci, the NIH, and the U.S. government was in all of this.
Of course, of course. And they knew that hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin worked back in 2005.
Yep.
So a big sham has been taken over on the population, and people need to just wake up and get mad about it and stop kind of go on along with this kind of stuff.
Well, if they get mad, then what do they do? What should they do?
I'm not sure. They just need to wake up for first.
Well, they need to wake up, and they need to get on the damn telephone lines, and they need to start calling their representatives and say, look, you're up for re-election, you're Mr. or Mrs. Congressman, you're going to get voted out if you don't do something quick. All right, got to go. Here comes the break. Okay, that's Mary. We appreciate her call, and I will be right back with more. Don't go anywhere.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. Stay right there.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. An increasing number of things are falling apart daily. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, and that includes food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take this moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. My Patriot Supply has earned over 47,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious food kits average 2,000 calories per day and last up to 25 years in storage, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a food kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for the news to tell you something bad happened again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Hi, this is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
You betcha, and don't forget you can catch Mark Walters with the monster cast of Armed American Radio every Sunday night at 8 p.m. on many of these same stations. Make sure you tune him in. ArmedAmericaRadio.org is the website. Now, hardly a week goes by when I don't get a call from Sean at Moss Nissan asking me to meet one of my listeners that just bought a new Nissan at one of the dealerships that Moss has, and they have several. Now, it's amazing how they get customers from the Panhandle, South Georgia, all over Florida, Tampa Bay, up and down the East Coast, all the way to New England, and the upper Midwest up into Minnesota and Wisconsin and Michigan, as well as all the way out west, as far west as Phoenix, Arizona, where a father drove over here with his daughter's car, traded it in, and took her brand new car to him, or to her down there in down here in Tampa at the University of Tampa, where she was going to school. Now, Moss Nissan just can't be beat when it comes to pricing customer service, because they will do whatever it takes to be the best dealer in the United States of America, and they're dead serious about that. Now, it all starts with Moss Care, that gives you many miles of carefree motoring, including free oil changes and tire rotation for the life of your vehicle. Now, remember, clean trade-ins right now are commanding a great resale value, so you can take advantage of that, upgrade your ride now, and get a lot more money for your vehicle than what you thought you were going to get, especially if it's in good shape. Now, you can't beat the selection at Moss over several hundred new and pre-owned vehicles, all the colors and accessories that you can think about. And, of course, Moss Nissan is the exclusive home of the You Serve, You Save program, where all active duty military, all veterans, all first responders, and all church pastors get great deals offered to them. Now, Nissan locations are in Crystal River, Newport Richey, plus Nissan and Acura side-by-side on Florida Avenue here in Tampa, and the brand-new Moss Nissan in Brooksville being built right there in State Route 50 should be open in about a month, if everything works the way it should be. And, of course, you can find them online by going to the website, MossMAUSNissan.com, MossMAUSNissan.com. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. That'll open some doors for you, too. Tell them the captain sent you, Moss Nissan. Okay. The tremendous Biden administration and all the great things that they have to offer has been out there. And, okay, the presidents, I'm going to start doing that from now on. And by the way, I'm going to do something else. We're going to have a Kamala Harris sighting now. And every time we do a story about Kamala Harris or AOC, this is what's going to go along with it. Wait till you hear this one. Coming right up.
I'm too sexy for my love. Too sexy for my love. Love's going to leave.
All right, and Kamala was spotted with the president yesterday. She rode along down there in Atlanta to have that big old speech that they talked about down there, which turned a whole bunch of heads for some of the wrong reasons. And, of course, Joe got up there after Kamala gave her little five-minute warm-up speech. And Joe said, I want to thank President Harris. Yep, his words, not mine. I want to thank President Harris. And I was... listening, I was watching, I was paying attention to this. I said, you got to be kidding me. You got to be kidding me. But nope, he did it again. This is a very frequent occurrence for Mr. Uncle Joe and company. But basically, yesterday, they screwed, blued, and tattooed the American people. Because President Biden and Vice President Harris, their speech in Atlanta was an insult to all Americans, especially those in the African-American community. He came out again and said, well, I was there in the riots and I marched for Martin Luther King and all that crap. And he also babbled something about being arrested, none of which is true. None of what I told you is true about Joe Biden. And the president and vice president, misguided insistence on the ignorant fake claim that America is somehow stuck in the 1960s is disgusting. It's an affront to all the sacrifices and great successes this country's brave civil rights pioneers have made. We've come a long way, baby, and I remember the 60s. I remember the 60s. It ain't even close to what it was then. So much better. In fact, it's grotesquely offensive to compare those segregated lunch counters, attack dogs, fire hoses, and even Bull Connor, who was mentioned yesterday, to showing a photo ID to vote. Because simply proving who you are when you say you are to cast a vote is fundamental to election security. Hello? Period. Now, 85% of Americans that have been polled about this think there should be an identification requirement to vote. They agree with this. So when Joe Biden goes, well, the majority of people think they're being affronted, he's not telling you the truth. He's lying. Now, nearly six decades ago, we fought to ensure every single vote cast in an election was equal, that no vote counted more than another. And we won that fight, those of us that were around in that day and era. We won that fight. Now, what the president and vice president proposed yesterday would destroy that right. Their Freedom to Cheat Act, and that's what I'm going to call this, their Freedom to Cheat Act would bust the door wide open to corruption, fraud, and abuse in our elections by dismantling the guardrails that were put in place to ensure that every legal vote from every legal voter counted the same. Now, President Biden and Vice President Harris claim they want to defend the Constitution and then ignore our founding documents' clear language that gives state legislatures the rights and responsibility to decide how they conduct elections, not the federal government. Now, do you really think the same inept federal government that left Americans stranded in Afghanistan completely botched the COVID response, can't secure our border, raise the cost of food and gas, in some cases out of sight, is the same government that should run our elections? I don't think so. Plus, it's unconstitutional. Now, this insulting publicity stunt seeks to divide our nation along racial lines, when what we need is leadership that respects the human dignity of all. And the Biden-Harris administration and the flawed Freedom to Cheat Act would undermine the integrity of our elections at a time when we should be making it easy to vote, but harder to cheat. Think about that for a second. Think about that for a second. Does that not make sense? And you just want to tool around and go with the guys on the other side of the fence? I don't think so. They're wrong. They're absolutely, totally, 100% wrong with their thinking and with what they're doing. And it's obvious. Just check the Constitution. You don't need to do anything else other than check the Constitution to see what's there. And by the way, you heard me mention little Dr. Fauci. You heard me mention Project Veritas. I'm going to get into that in the next segment. We are going to talk about that. And it's very important that you understand that what Project Veritas is talking about is exactly the problem with America today. Because they went out and they did what needed to be done, and they did it right. And yesterday, several different news sites picked up on their story and reprinted it. So there you go. I've had a lot of chats going on here. All those little dings you hear are people talking. Oh, it's Leo. Miami was 68 at 522. Miami bets Tampa and Los Angeles. We had street flooding last night. More showers today. Oh, okay. It's Leo talking to me. Leo, of course, is a livery driver down there in Miami. So there you go. But anyway, it is what it is, and we shall be right back. And George is pointing out that they didn't mention Martin Luther King's birthday coming up, and they didn't. And don't forget Stacey Abrams. She she didn't show up for the Joe Biden thing, and they made up a story about it, and it wasn't true.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
President Biden, in a planned Atlanta, Georgia speech Tuesday, called on the United States Senate to remove the filibuster and allow a simple majority to pass voting legislation, taking away the state's rights to handle their own elections. Biden's bill would make sure all elections from now on are run by the folks in Washington, D.C.
I believe the threat to our democracy is so grave that we must find a way to pass these voting rights bills. Debate them. Vote. Let the majority prevail. And if that bare minimum is blocked, we have no option but to change the Senate rules, including getting rid of the filibuster for this.
Chicago Democrat Mayor Lori Lightfoot announced Tuesday that she has tested positive for COVID-19. She says she is feeling fine and is experiencing cold-like symptoms. Also in the region, in-person classes for Chicagoland students will resume today. USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
Yeah, buddy. Thank you very much, Kathy, for doing that for us. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Relief Factor. I talked to Robert, the CFO, the other day there, and we were talking about some things. And, you know, they've got the Relief Factor, which is a product that I use religiously and have for the last 7 years. But they've also got some other healthcare products there, including some vitamin supplements and whatnot, that will help you. And the way you find out about all of that is to go over to the website they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. Click on that link and it'll take you right to the website and you'll see all sorts of stuff. Now, of course, the 1995 3-week quick start will be there too that gets that started. Now, I've been taking Relief Factor for over 7 years. Simply put, it works. It works. And that's because of the natural ingredients in it. Turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3. That helps to support the body's natural response to inflammation. And it will lower or eliminate pain associated with whatever the problem is you got going on by going right to the source of the pain. Never seen anything quite like it. It's 100% drug-free, and that's important to me. It's got key enzymes and proteins in the material, the products I just told you, that are good for you. Your body needs to have that anyway. And it supports healthy joints and muscles and helps with the rehealing process to get you back on your feet or to keep you back on your feet. $19.95 is all it costs. For the 3-week quick start, you get it started. See what it does for you. ReliefFactor.com/captain. ReliefFactor.com/captain. Go over there and get it started. Speaking of getting things started, you folks down in Bradenton, we're down there at Mixon's Groveside Cafe the first Thursday of every month. And once in a while, I give them a bonus and I show up a second time. I like to let everybody know in advance when I do that. But they've got the Captain's Club there. And you'll see my picture on a banner that's up there. It's actually a pretty good-sized photograph and whatnot. I autographed it the other day, and I put down simply the best on the sandwich. Because it's a picture of me holding the Captain's Club sandwich, which is a big sandwich. And it's one of the best that I've ever had. Matter of fact, I'm the one that told them what to put on it to make it that way. It's got bacon, it's got lettuce, it's got tomato, it's got ham, it's got turkey, it's got mayonnaise, and oh boy, on a 16-inch bun. Is that good? Is that good? And sometimes I get it cut in four sections, so that makes me think I got more than what I got. And I take a couple of them with me and bring them up here. But anyway, it is what it is. Mixon's Groveside Cafe. Check them out down there in Bradenton. Well, here we go. An update on a U.S. military report states that COVID-19 was created by a U.S.-funded EcoHealth Alliance program, which got their money from the National Institute of Health and little Dr. Fauci at the Wuhan Institute of Virology in China. Now, this comes from Project Veritas, who updated this information January 11th. This comes from Major Joseph Murphy, United States Marine Corps. Now, the entire report has been posted in its entirety on the Project Veritas website and can be read over there. But as was previously reported, Project Veritas released a new report announcing that they'd obtained U.S. military documents proving that Dr. Anthony Fauci had lied to Congress, and more specifically, never before seen documents regarding the origins of COVID-19, gain-of-function research, vaccines, potential treatments, which have been suppressed, and a government's effort to conceal all of this. That came out yesterday. And there's even a corresponding document that came with it. Now, one document on August the 13th, 2021, reported on the DARPA, which is the Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency, came from the Commandant of the Marine Corps. And it talked about the SARS-CoV-2 origins investigation with the U.S. government program. And it was an analysis of a previously undisclosed document. Now, the analysis reports that the 2018 EcoHealth Alliance coronavirus research proposal that DARPA rejected because it was too risky and likely violated the gain-of-function research, that ban, was then funded by the NIH, NIAID, and carried out so that SARS-CoV-2, otherwise known as COVID-19, resulted from that research and escaped in August of 2019. Now, the more explosive parts of the report were not narrated by Project Veritas, but were in the screenshots shown on the on the document on the internet. And while only one full page was shown of the Project Veritas video that's out there, there is a video. Screenshots from other portions of the report were shown as well. And again, as I said, the report from the Commandant of the Marine Corps, his office, the Inspector General, is out there for all to see. And again, it incriminates the NIH, and little Dr. Fauci and company. Imagine that. No surprise. No surprise at all. So what do we do now? Got the guy cold, dead to rights. Got the guy dead to rights. I know what should be done. But does anybody have the intestinal fortitude in Washington, D.C. to do what needs to be done? Again, lying to Congress is a crime. What Fauci did is a crime. What happened as a result is even worse. With all the people that have gotten sick, all the people that have died, it's terrible. It really is. And Fauci is involved. He may not be 100% involved, but Fauci is involved in all this. And when Rand Paul, who knows what he knows, goes after Fauci, and Fauci sits there like, oh, they're picking on me. Oh, it's so terrible. Oh, people are threatening me. Oh. He's getting exactly what he deserves for what he's done. Exactly what he deserves. What a shame that's had to come this far. What a shame. But at least in America, we can find out this stuff. If this was China, nobody'd know. But it's not. Now, for those of you out there trucking along the northern part of the United States, things are looking pretty good tonight. Unless you're way, 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 way out west. And then you might have a little bit of a problem. But anyway, I hear the music coming up. So let's get ready to take a break and come back here with the final segment on the Captain's America Third Watch. And I'm going to put Kathy to work over here. So here she goes.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
All righty, welcome back everybody to the Captain's America Third Watch, Wednesday morning edition. And let me see here. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends down there at Dominic's Vines and Decor in Sarasota. Now, they're located at 4540 Clark Road right there, right across the railroad tracks. And remember, you look for the big old 9-foot-tall, red, white, and blue Uncle Sam and the American flag, too, and you know you're at the right place. And all their blinds, all their shades, all their shutters are made in the U.S. of A. They happen to be a Hunter Douglas dealer, too. That's a good thing. And Dominic's also offers installation on-site cleaning, parts, and repairs, unlike the big box stores that don't even want to know who you are. They just want your money. So stop by and see Jill and the gang in the store. If you want, you can give her a call at 941-922-2345 to set up an appointment for service. And remember, all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. Again, the phone number, 941-922-2345. That's 941-922-2345. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. All right. Mary, one last time on the phone. What is it? What's up? What's going on?
Well, I think I have a way to try to show people what's been going on. What you've been talking about, I could print out on a piece of paper, as long as it's got the credible source on it.
Right.
It can't be the wingnut stuff that I'm used to reading. It's to give them the piece of paper that says Fauci and Eco Alliance System created this thing, and here it is, folks. You need to look into it. So what would be the source of what you were just talking about, not Project Veritas?
Well, Project Veritas is where it started. They did the investigation. But it's on Red State. It's on Newsmax. It's on One America News Now, right now.
Can I print it?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just go to their website.
Yeah, I would go to Red State because that's where I printed mine up at. Plus, I've got the document. I've got the Marine Corps document.
How'd you get that?
It's right there in the story.
Okay, thank you. Thank you for your time. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So that's how you do it. And then you got it. Then you can show the people that Fauci's up to his eyeballs and all this stuff. This is not just somebody saying something. This is rock solid concrete proof. Okay? There you go. Now, the U.S. this week will probably surpass the record, quote, end of quote, COVID hospitalizations. Now, I think it's fair to assume that a lot of people are going to the hospital for one thing, and then while they're tested there, which they are, they test positive for COVID, and boom, here we go. And maybe they're asymptomatic, and maybe they're not, or symptomatic, and maybe they're not. But I think that's a lot of what's going on. In the meantime, does anybody other than me remember just a couple of weeks ago when Ron DeSantis got reamed for all those test kits that they found that were here in Florida? We don't even know if they came in under Ron's administration or the previous administration, but a whole bunch of coronavirus test kits were outdated. Now, yesterday, the Biden administration revealed that they had 50 million coronavirus test kits just sitting in warehouses, and oh yeah, they just happen to be outdated too. Wow. Isn't that amazing? And of course, Marsha Blackburn, you gotta love her, senator from Tennessee. She told the CDC in no uncertain terms, she said, masks have not and will not make COVID go away. Well, duh, right? And then there was Joe Biden's favorite mispronounced name, Javier Becerra, the one that he calls Bacarara. Now, the Health and Human Services Secretary yesterday, Javier Becerra, came out and said, people will die if the Supreme Court knocks down the vaccine mandate. Well, Mr. Becerra, I hate to tell you this, but people are going to die whether they knock it down or not. So your statement has no merit. And then there's little Dr. Fauci. Boy, oh boy. He blamed Rand Paul. Rand Paul, who, by the way, survived an assassination attempt, for the death threats that he was getting. Oh, I'm getting death threats. Oh, it's terrible. Oh. Give me a break. Give me a break. Fauci needs to just go off in a corner somewhere and pout. We don't need him anymore. Speaking of not needing somebody, how about this one? Kevin McCarthy, talking about the Chamber of Commerce, he said that they left the Republican Party a long time ago, and they're not welcome back anytime soon. Now, I can remember a lot of people, a lot of politicians running to the Chamber of Commerce to get that endorsement, if they could get it. Doesn't sound like Kevin McCarthy's going to go anytime soon. And then there's Joe Biden. Yep, he's going to break the filibuster. Going to do it all by himself. He's going to go in there and crack some heads. Yep, he's going to do that. Demanding demanding the takeover of all of our local elections across the country. Now, first of all, unless you've been hiding under a rock and don't know anything at all about the Constitution of the United States, elections are left up to the states, not the federal government. Now, go look it up. Go look it up. You'll find out. The states are the ones that control the elections, not the federal government. So Joe Biden is treading on turf that's unconstitutional. But hey, they don't care. They don't care. All right, let me see here. I think I know who this is. Let's go with Todd in Tampa, and we're going to go with 60 seconds starting right now.
Let's get down to business, ladies and gentlemen. Who can tell me? Who can tell me why they have coronavirus? Who could tell me why China let that out the gate? Who could tell me? Okay, you know, the Democrats are a multifaceted attack team. You know, okay, you understand? But the real reason. Okay. No. Yes, they wanted to kill the old people like Cuomo did in New York. That's not. But the real reason was, and the real reason this place, your state is shook. You know, in New York, they just fired Joe Judge, the Giants head coach, because he was 3-14 or whatever. Okay. And Joe Biden should be fired because he's worried. You know, they call it Black Monday. You know, and the season's over, and they fire all these coaches because they suck. Okay. It's really the owner sucks for hiring him in the first place, but he can't fire himself. Okay, but Joe Biden, who didn't win anything, now he's trying to take over the lost us. Anybody in New York, you know, in New York, if you would rise up and take your state back, because I was born in the Bronx, like you take your football team, you'd be working while your governor's making $250,000 a year. The real reason they started coronavirus is because Donald Trump was having 45,000-50,000 people at a freaking stadium, and Joe Biden can't get three cars. And that's why they keep carrying this on. Donald Trump could walk into any state and have $100,000 people if he took a stadium, if one in a stadium. Joe Biden can't get four people, and Joe Biden's going to try and take over your election. No, Joe. And let me tell you something else. This idiot that says, "Oh, people will die." You know, the left. If you thought about it, they make no sense.
Say goodnight, Todd.
You should be anti-abortion, okay, and not killing anybody.
All right. Thank you, Todd.
Stand up for our cops and stand up for our Lord and Savior. Let's get to work, please.
All right. Thank you. And Todd got the last word in. That's okay. He has an opinion just like other people have opinions, and I allow him to voice it. Because this is one of those shows where we let you do that. All right, I'll be back tonight with more. God bless America. Stay safe, America.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. Advertise at GCNlive.com.